So there's some things going on right now, and people are decorating. Everything's getting very festive, including the Lorain County Metro Parks, where I told you yesterday they got a lot of lights there, and you said lights, and then you were insulted by the way I said lights. So you might as well, you've got the arrowhead with the smiling, glowing snowman. And also with us is Vanessa Cuesta from the Lorain County Metro Parks this morning to talk about the holiday lights. Have you had to replace any bulbs yet? That's what I want to know. And how come my bulbs that I took out of the box, last year they were fine when I put them away. Something happened during the summer. I brought them back out in the wintertime. I plugged them in and I thought, half of you guys are not working for me today. What's going on here? But I'm sure that that's something that you face anytime you put up Christmas lights.
That happens, yes. And we check our bulbs all before we put them up on the any display. So, word of advice there. And I heard that tie. Who has the tie?
Right. He's got the tie.
Right. You heard the tie. The tie.
That tie is Facebook material.
I'm starting to get his own Twitter account pretty soon. I suppose that's going to happen as well. By the way, yesterday people were asking me all about my thumb.
I know. You impaled your thumb putting up decorations.
It was only a little pinch dial, but it was funny because I heard about your thumb. How's your thumb? It became a big conversation starter.
Sure. It's your tie.
Yeah.
What'll it be tomorrow?
Well, we'll see.
See, people care.
That's nice. Thanks. I appreciate that. Well, people are coming out to the Metro Parks this year. The holiday lights are going on.
Holiday lights have started. They started on Friday, and they run through the 30th. We are closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. The event is free. We just ask that you bring a non-perishable food item. The times are Sunday through Thursday, 6 to 9, and Friday and Saturday, 6 to 10. It's a half-mile paved loop trail that you can walk, and we also have the Little Green Chew running, which is on another decorated trail over by the Children's Discovery Garden.
Now, you told us, we talked to you briefly, that they are holiday movie themes that people have.
They are holiday movie themes, and we have, I don't want to say that Muppet word again.
Well, it was the big winner last year, so
it was
okay.
The big winner last year, but I know that wasn't on everybody's list. But we have White Christmas. We have National Lampoon's Holiday Vacation, or Christmas Vacation, Rudolph. It's just great. It's just great. You have to come on out and vote. Make sure you vote. You can vote for your favorite display. And then in the Black River Room inside the building, we are offering refreshments, compliments of our friends of the Metro Parks for a small fee. And there's also an event going on Saturdays. Our teen corps is doing a craft for the kids, so come on out. It's a great family experience.
And beyond the lights, just down the road by the Equestrian Center, the observatory, you've got some more programs coming up this weekend, right? I think you do.
Just say yes.
Yes.
The Black River Astronomical Society will be there on Friday night.
My bad. Yeah, you are absolutely right. Yes, yes. And that is really cool if you haven't been out there to see the stars. Yeah. I thought you were going to say something about maybe Mill Hollow's having their old-fashioned Christmas. So if you want to step back into time, you know, and do things before radios and computers and television, you know, there's a great opportunity to see how life was back then.
Sounds like a Yule log somewhere involved in this.
Who takes part in that? Who puts that together?
The whole live reenactment. It's a group effort. The Brownhelm Historical Society helps a lot. Yes, and all that takes place at the Benjamin Bacon House. So, and you know, there's lights beyond Carlisle too. I love talking about the Metro Parks. And Lakeview, you can drive through Lakeview. They're all decorated up. Miller Nature Preserve has the Wonders of Christmas going on right now. And that runs actually through January 5th, so you have a little bit of time to get to that.
Well, we are spotlighting LaGrange, talking about the different things in the community. And usually when we do a community, there's a Metro Park somewhere nearby, and the Carlisle Reservation is the one here. Talk about what's so special about that. It seems like that's the go-to place for a lot of activities that
It's our headquarters, for one, and it's one of the largest parks that we have. Lots of acres. And then we have the Duck Pond, we have Carlisle, we have the Equestrian Center. So there's a lot going on right there in that little area.
And there's a great place to watch birds there, too, right?
There is a great place to watch birds. And we have our Raptor Center there, too, so you can come out and see, you know, the eagles and the hawks and the falcons. And
any gift wrapping going on? That's a bad
Well, you could adopt a raptor.
You can adopt, absolutely. You can adopt a raptor. And you know what? Speaking of gift wrapping, we are doing on the 6th and the 14th, we are having a kids Santa workshop, so the kids can come out and they can buy some presents very inexpensively for their family with free gift wrapping. How about that?
Do the volunteers of the Metro Parks know that they're going to be trying to gift wrap? I mean, that's...
They do. Okay. They do. That was their idea.
Right.
So, and you can find all this information and more on our Facebook page at www.metroparks.cc. Please like us on Facebook. We hit 7,000 yesterday on our Facebook page, so we're very excited about that.
Okay.
Yes, that was quite an accomplishment. So,
Craig,
like
you have
us
to
on
join
Facebook.
That Facebook thing so you can like it and at least prop up the numbers a little bit.
I know. I'll do my part.
I work at best, so... That sounds great. Vanessa, thank you for stopping
Always
in.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Vanessa Cluster with the Lorain County Metro Parks.